Hello.
Hello there. Good afternoon, James.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Dan. I'm calling you from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm all right. How about you?
I'm very well, thank you. Great weekend. Anyways, yeah, I'm just calling you back actually, James. I'm from Local Splash again. It's a data service provider to Google and Meta. We are closing our first page position for your category today, so we're wondering if you are still interested.
You're holding a space for my category?
Yes, so basically, we have just opened our first page position spot for your category in the area. So we wanted to call you first to let you know that it's still available before we will decide to move on and call other painters in the area.
Okay.
So what this
So
would mean for you.
tell me more about what you guys offer and
Okay, so.
associated costs.
Yeah, so basically, once your program on our first page part, whenever someone is searching in Google for painting services, all the keywords like exterior, interior, cabinet painting, or what have you, we will make sure that the business name, phone number, if you have a website, or if you want to show up your address, it's fine, will be popping up on the first page next to the map section. I'm sure you've seen that when you did a search on Google, right?
Yeah.
Yep. So, our packages, the prices depends on a couple of different factors, like for example, how wide your coverage is. So I know that you're in Westchester, right? But how far would you want people to find you in terms of mileage?
Well, it's not so much in radius, it's more in, like I would go, I don't know, 25 miles east, southeast. Like I have, like the way I have it currently with the marketing I do is it's broke up by territories. And I can pick which ones I do and don't want.
I got you. We will cover those areas that you wanted to target. We can also eliminate those areas that you don't want to cover, and that's something that we can definitely do. Now, you have a website already, James, or no?
Nope.
Not yet. Okay. And you target both commercial and residential jobs?
It's residential mostly.
Just residential, okay. And you can still take on more work, though, right?
Well, I get that question a lot throughout the years. So typically, though, like our slowest time is going to be now and through February and then March and April, like basically like, well, January will be busy, but February and March are always the 2 months that are like your hardest ones to get going because, I mean, you're dealing with consumers. They have taxes coming due. They have money they spend over Christmas,
Right.
So
Which
they
is
just like take a
understandable.
pause, but usually those 2 months are the hardest ones to fill, and then pretty soon after that, it's booked out about 4 to 5 months.
I got you. A lot of our clients maximize the opportunity to do small jobs as well and easy jobs during those months, just to make sure that you're not stopping. There are still clients coming
Right.
in. Yep, yep,
We
yep.
do that.
And by the way, how long have you been running the business again?
10 years.
Okay, that's a long time already. Congratulations. That's great. Now, with that being said, let me go ahead and pull up the exact details of this listing as well as the pricing. And that way, if we decide that you want that spot, we can go from there, right? But overall, it sounds like you see value being listed on the first page of Google, right?
I see a value proposition, but I don't necessarily. I'm comparing it to what I already do, so that's kind of the thing. It's like I'll be, comparing it to where I'm at and what I'll be doing, that I already currently pay for, and kind of weighing out the pros and cons between the two and deciding, which one is going to bring me more what I would call high value target because, there is a certain type of clientele that we typically do work for. These are going to be people that have disposable incomes that, you know, when the economy crashes, they don't stop spending money on things that they want or need to have done, but mostly want to have done, because residential painting, a lot of it is a want, it's not a need. So when you're, you know, if you're marketing into areas where when people's, you know, little bit of extra money does dry up, they're not calling you, but you're spending money marketing there. You know,
right.
I mean, if somebody's got $2,000 of leftover income at the end of the month, that's not a, you know, that's still nothing to sneeze at. But since inflation set in and everything else going on, you know, that $2,000 purchasing power is more like $500 if it was like 2,000 3 years ago.
Right.
And so, you know, you got to have, you know, those type of clientele in your list, and the, you know, people that a lot of times keep us busy are those people who are going to have, you know, one very big income, two incomes, whatever, but they're going to have, you know, they're maxing out their 401ks. They're filling up their IRAs. They're doing all these things. You know, they're still taking vacation. But even those people start to cut back times like this, you know.
Right.
They
and,
start to
you
think
know,
about more, you know, they start to do smaller projects. They start to space things out. They still get their stuff done, but they just don't do it all one fell swoop.
Right, right. Because there's a lot of things happening, right, the holidays and what have you, which is understandable. You know, let me tell you, Google is a way to go because it's more targeted in terms of the clientele that you wanted to get. And based on the information that you gave me, what I proposed to you is the one that we created for our legacy clients. Well, that's what we called it here. So that is a plan, a program that we created specifically for businesses like yours, 10 years and up. That is a special plan, actually, that I'm requesting right now as we speak to my director. His name is John. But, of course, if this will all make sense to you and the price is fair, this is something that you would want to move forward with, right?
No, I can't answer that question. I don't have any information. I don't have any idea.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's why I'm grabbing
Charlie. To be fair, I've gotten along without Google and Meta for 10 years, right?
Right.
Just fine. I've turned away more work in just about every calendar year of the year. I've turned away more business than I could probably accomplish, or at least equal amounts. So, you know, it's not uncommon for us to shed, you know, where we're the first person that they've called, it's not uncommon for us to have to pass on, you know, 40 to 80 jobs a year. It's just not uncommon. It has been that way. Now, I expect that to slow down as time goes on a little bit, but it's just, you have like these weird dead zones where like, you know, it's the holidays or it's whatever. It's not like the business isn't coming back, but trying to get people to, you know, trying to work with consumers to keep them, like, on the books for, you know, paying for a job at a time where their money would typically be tight every year. That's probably the biggest trick. But, you know, so, like, I don't know, you know, like, I've always entertained options like this because I think you should. I think you should always be ready to, you know, invest in your business, and you should know what you can do. And if you need to, you know what's going on. You got the lay of the land type thing. So that's why I'm talking to you, is because I want to know what you guys are doing and what your, you know, what my expenses or investment would be. And then, you know, I want to reasonably understand the metrics, because I know you guys have them, as to what I can reasonably expect to obtain for the amount of money I'm spending. Because at some point, it winds up being, you know, like, we've always had more work than we could do. So if I was to pay another marketing company to give me even more leads, those leads are going to compete with the leads I've already got that I'm already turning down for the lack of being able to get to it fast enough. The only way to truly mitigate that would be to expand the business. That way, whenever you take on the extra marketing and the extra effort, you know, you're getting all these leads that you are paying for, and you're maximizing the usage of them and the price you're paying for them. You know, you're not just spending $1,000 a month and you're only utilizing 20% of what comes in.
Right.
When,
it's not,
you know,
getting everything
in the
investment.
That's always been my problem, is I've never had the problem of trying to get the work. That's never been the issue. The issue's always been, I can't
ROI?
Take on any more of it.
Oh.
No, it's not ROI. I mean, I started my business out of debt. I kept it out of debt, and my business has never had any debt, and I've been out of debt since I started my company. So personally and in the business, they've both been out of debt the whole time. So I invested and I strategically did that, right? Like, it was strategic to do it. So I mean, I've proven that it can be done, at least in my little business I have, but ROI is not a problem. I mean, in terms of that, for what we extract and profit off of the jobs that we do, I mean, we're a two-man painting company. We run $250,000, a little more than $250,000 of gross business a year, but we net about $210,000 is like our net last year. So the person that works for me, you know, his take-home pay was around $75,000 last year, and mine was like $130,000. But for a two-man painting company, those are crazy numbers.
Right.
The average painter, sole proprietor, you know, single owner painter makes about $62,000 a year.
Right.
If you're like
that's
a single owner.
Right. That's undoubtedly correct. You guys doesn't have to wait for clients. People call you, right? And if you wanted to expand, really, Google is the way to go. And I was actually chatting already with my director. I got an approval to apply the legacy plan that we created for, like I mentioned, for experienced business like yours. I'm just grabbing John here to go over the details with you. He's helping us. One of the best. This is something that's a special program that we created for you. I'm sure you're going to love this, okay? James, just give me one moment here.
Hi, James. My name is John. I'm the regional pricing director in the area. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right.
All right. It's good to hear, sir. Happy holidays.